podcast from AusCert's 2009 conference is brought to you by Microsoft. For full risky business coverage of AusCert, point your browser to risky.biz.
I'd like to introduce Dmitry Levashev from RTCOM.au. He's a senior expert on network security at RTCOM.au and currently most interested in the development of DDoS attack mitigation programs. Dmitry previously investigated virus epidemics, spam issues, botnet activities, and other threats for RTUCOM, Russian government agencies, and Russian, US, British financial, educational, commercial, and IT security institutions. Obviously a very busy guy. Also, Mr. Ruslan Stoyanov from RTCOM.au. He's formerly a major in the cybercrime unit of the Moscow police. Ruslan is now the director of IT security network department of Russia's largest ISP, RTCOM.au. He continues to investigate various fraud, phishing, DDoS attacks against government, non-profit and financial organizations. Ruslan is also an active member and coordinator of the Eastern European Unit of the Botnet Task Force. So I would like you to welcome the gentlemen, and we'll enjoy the presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Здравствуйте.
Hello. Sorry for our poor English. We are Russians.
Я прошу прощения за то, что я буду говорить по-русски.
He's sorry for Russian speakers. I'll try to translate his words.
Наши темы, с которой мы приехали на эту конференцию, это тема того, что происходит в России сейчас.
Our presentation is about like current situation about DDoS attacks and common botnet investigations in Russia.
Мы постоянно слышим о том, что весь мир имеет большие проблемы с русскими.
We hear like every day like Russians are bad and you have problems with us. Thank you.
И мы хотим рассказать, какие проблемы мы имеем с русскими тоже.
And actually we run with our crime, cyber scheme also, and actually we see more problems when you can see actually, so...
Потому что мы думаем, что то, что происходит в России сейчас, будет происходить во остальном мире только через несколько лет.
We think our current situation will be brought to you like in several years.
Начнем с истории.
Let's start from the history.
В 2004 году мы начали, когда я был law enforcement.
In 2004 he used to be into law enforcement.
Мы начали международное дело против группы дедосеров.
We started first international case about investigation of DDoS attacks against combat bookmakers. You could hear about that. It's famous Balakov case.
Мы работали вместе с британскими коллегами.
We used to work in cooperation with National High-Tech Crime Unit. It's like Britain Law Enforcement of Cybercrime.
И тогда мы познакомились близко с проблемой DDoS-а.
And we get really close to DDoS problems.
Этот кейс завершился успешно.
This case ended like successfully.
Все...
All guys are in jail.
8 лет.
Like, it's a bad thing, but actually each of them is being in jail for 8 years.
После того, как мы завершили этот кейс, русская DDoS-сцена замерла, и мы ничего не слышали о DDoS-ах до 2007 года.
After this criminal case was closed, we hadn't heard about any kind of like blackmailing and the usage of DDoS attacks like that during like 2 years.
Потому что это дело, которым мы занимались, имело хороший PR, и все боялись делать DDoS.
That case had good PR, and the blackmail used still existed, but it was like lower and lower.
Но через 2 года сменилось поколение криминалов.
In 2 years, the generation of KB Crimers was changed.
И DDoS'ы снова вернулись.
Publicly available tools were published for DDoS, and they came back.
Это было связано с тем, что в открытом доступе был опубликован код Black Energy.
It's also connected that the famous tool about DDoS, like Black Energy version 1, was published for free, including sources of malware, including sources of Common Center. You can see here this screenshot of administration of So what can we see here actually? You can see like some kind of statistics, like how many bots are online, how many bots are active, the total summary of bots, actually also types of attacks. You can program it, like you can see these white form files, and you can control attack by like programming that. You can start here. It's really easy. It's just click and click, and it's really easy. You can start ICMP fluid. You can start SYN fluid. You can start HTTP fluid. Whatever. You can start any type of attack you know, like that.
И каждый раз, когда вы хотите создать ботнет, конструктор делает нового бота, которого нет в антивирусных базах.
And every time you want to start a new botnet, you can use the constructor to build a new bot, which won't be detected by antivirus, so just like that.
Однако новые дедосеры сделали вывод из предыдущего кейса, и они больше не вымогали деньги.
But the only difference you could see, those now DDoSers won't blackmail. They make their decisions after that case, and now they start other types of attack and try to get money from other sources.
В России появилось такое явление, как DDoS против конкурентов.
Sure. It appeared like it's more profitable to start DDoS attack against competitors.
Это гораздо дешевле, оказалось гораздо дешевле, чем продвигать свой сайт.
It's cheaper than advertising your project or your site in you know, like search engines, whatever.
И когда это явление только появилось, это были единичные случаи, но через полгода мы видели сотни атак каждый день.
When it has appeared, it was like several cases, but now on, it's like several attacks each day we are watching.
Появились целые кланы дедосеров.
There are clans of дедосеров.
Которые воевали между друг другом
Being
за контракты.
Fighting between each other for contracts.
Реклама таких услуг, реклама услуг DDoS можно найти на форумах, в спаме и даже SMS.
Advertisement can be found in forums. You can get that by spam. Even SMS messages being used like advertisement of DDoS services.
Это Black Energy начал развиваться. Каждая группа делала добавления, изменения в.
Since source code was published, any group using the main sources was updating that, and now you can see like DDoS bot Black Energy version 2. It has better interface. Like they used to know like cascading style shit, maybe better, whatever.
К 2008 году, к концу 2008 года, кланы дедосеров накопили достаточно денег, чтобы начать инвестировать их в новые прогрессивные виды ботнетов.
At the end of 2008, дедосеры actually did a good fundraising to invest that money to develop a new tool. Here it is.
Новые тулы основываются на руткитах, таких как Rustoc.
This development is based on rootkits, bootkits, like Rustoc, right? or others, whatever. It has more modular structure. It can encrypt its communication with CNC center. And it's better, actually, because it can avoid many, many types of industrial mitigations like devices.
Ботнеты стали универсальным средством, которое можно использовать для DDoS, для спама, для похищения информации. И это все в руках одной группы.
And now DDoS is like universal tool, which can be used for whatever. Actually, bot herders start to gather infected computer and sort them among like those who can access those infected computer which accesses like banking system, they are going to be in fraud botnets. Others going to spam or whatever or DDoS. So there is segregation of infected computers. So you can be lucky, whatever. They can steal your money or they can use you for spam or they can use you just for DDoSing. Actually, now botnet is DDoS botnet is part of the whole cybercrime. For instance, we can see attack against banking system, right? DDoS attack against banking system, and we know already that first of all, bank is being frauded by accounting fraud, I mean, and for customers not to notice their money are gone, they started DDoS attack, so they work already in cooperation. And actually, there is like a manufacturing business now. For instance, I'm bot herder. I'm just doing my job. I'm not caring. I don't care about like money laundering or whatever. I just do my job. Other guy doing money laundering, other guy doing fraud and whatever. So we just do our own task, whatever, and combine our own services between us. So what? So one is doing spam, like advertising our services. I'm doing, for instance, DDoS attack. Other guy doing fraud. Some guy doing money laundering. So it's like manufacturing business. Each one has its own place. Each one has its own role in that. And DDoS now is like a part of common cyber scheme. Watching one direction of scheme, you can watch the actually cool scheme, but whatever.
Каковы масштабы угрозы? Это выглядит как ядерный взрыв.
The scale of the street is being like, looked like atomic bomb, whatever.
Эта графическая картинка показывает атаки за 3 месяца этого года.
It's data mining. It's graphic being built from data mining. And you can see here like yellow spots. It's like CNC centers being controlled and being attacked some kind of sites. Sometimes one botnet can be instructed to attack like several sites at once. It depends on its quality, like number of bots it has, type of attack, whatever. Sometimes several botnets being organized in one type of attack and attacks one site. So we can see like combinations and communications between attacks and so on. It's like a picture like showing us like graphical view of the scale of the threat.
Здесь вы можете видеть как одиночек, так и целые группы ботнет, бот-хердеров.
There are like individuals running like only one botnet or groups running several botnets being organized in one big scale.
Жертвами в основном является интернет-бизнес, русские банки. Начали появляться жертвы иностранные банки, ну и, естественно, интернет-магазины.
Most of the victims are sure internet businesses. Most of
порталы всякие,
like you know, entertainment portals, whatever. Also, new threat brought us like banking sites or internet banking systems or online money systems being attacked.
Мы обнаружили 30 атак на банки только в марте этого года.
We have detected like 30 attacks in March of this year against banking system.
Каждая атака сопровождалась попыткой фрода на несколько миллионов рублей.
Each attack was conducted with fraud against that bank, against that customers for like several million of rubles. It's like hundreds of bucks, whatever.
Здесь вы можете видеть распределение
It's like
среди жертв атак, какие сайты атакуют.
It's like a graph showing you whatever sites are being attacked more or by sorted by like type of sites, type of business. Most of sites being attacked is computing and internet, other shopping, next adult sexually explicit, and second, fourth is financial and investment sites. And fourth is business, just like that.
На этом графике видно, каким образом, какие атаки больше всего популярны.
Here you can see what types of attacks are most carried against sites.
И это пугает больше всего, потому что самый популярный тип атак – это HTTP flood, который практически не останавливается промышленными системами защиты от DDoS, таким как Cisco и Arden.
Okay, here you can see like types of attacks being carried against sites. Unfortunately, we can see like HTTP DDoS is being most part of the threat. And there are industrial solutions like Arbor Network, Cisco Glass, whatever, but actually they are being developed like too slowly. So HTTP DDoS now can avoid their protection system, and they're protecting like HTTP authorization by cookies, and now it's like gone for, it can be avoided by botnets because they can understand now the tries of the types of for instance, authentication, sorry, being done for protecting against that types of attack. So we can see, like, we are working at Erticom.ru, so we have, like, billions of income, dollars, whatever. And we can buy whatever software we need or whatever devices we need. But they can't just protect our customers against that types of attack. Many types of attacks are can be considered intellectual attacks. It's not like stupid flood of ICMP packets where you can just block them on a border firewall, border gateway or whatever. They're just like getting through all that industrial solution and affect our customers.
Industrial solution пытается подсунуть куки. Вот теперь берут куки и дальше.
Поехали.
Okay.
Что мы делаем?
Whatever we do with that.
Мы достаточно напугали. Теперь расскажем о светлой стороне, что можно сделать.
Have we scared you? No? Okay, preventive measures are important, actually. So, how can we just protect our customers against that type of threat?
Несколько уровней защиты. Первое – это investigation.
Oh, first level, sure, is investigation of the threat. Investigation of groups, individuals behind the threat. Investigation of tools, searching for steps of them, whatever, being into community, malware research, and all that preventive measures are fine and good, but not enough. Others are just like traffic analysis, like statistical analysis of data flow to detect bot activity and legitimate traffic and block that. Okay. Other activity is also important. It's like CNC monitoring. What does that mean? You can find that malware. Oh. You can find a malware and it communicates with CNC center by like sending usual HTTP requests like get slash blah 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 something dot php and parameters being passed to the CNC center. According to that pattern, you can do the patterning that, since it has like stable, statical parameters of GET request, of HTTP query. So you can just monitor the traffic, find the pattern on that, and detect CNC center. So what we are doing? Yeah. The newly developed bot, as we said before, doing some kind of encryption inside like HTTP body request. So it can be also found out by statistical analysis of types and sizes of queries or others like parameters. You can just watch that and detect that by kind of type of traffic you can watch. So we have been developed the tool called BNMON, или по-русски система предупреждения компьютерного нападения. It's like joke. Okay. So this tool, what we can see here? First of all, it's Python-based thing. It's like nice GUI interface you can see. Actually, this admin interface being stolen from kind of CNC bot center, by the way. Thank you. Yeah. And green files is a botnet being instructed for making an attack. Blue file here is inactive botnet. A red one is botnet changing instruction for attacking other object. It builds online our fancy graphics, as you can see. Also, we are do monitor how many bots.
Примерно 35.
It's always online and attacking botnet. Like it's like 35 or 40 botnets always are online and being actively developed for attacks. Others can stay quiet. We are monitoring just like 200 something botnets of several. Of several versions of the malicious software.
И сверху у нас есть картинки, которые мы обычно показываем руководству.
Yeah. And these pictures, like three ones, are being loved by our bosses. Okay, let's talk about actual protections thing. Industry solutions you can buy the market are good, actually, but they're not enough. We have seen, for instance, a case when usual site was attacked, and attack was like that high that it was brought. Fuck you. Hate Mac. I love Linux. And so, we have seen like an attack against one side being hosted at like one segment of network. An attack was like that high amount that brought the whole segment of network down. Actually, anti-DDoS protection means, in our case, is distributed system. Because you can't host your site, you really need at only one provider. In case the amount of attack are more than 10 gigabits, you can just black hole your IP address and you won't see internet anymore. That's the case. And that, so we are doing like a BGP rerouting or DNS round robbing, and host our sensors and our protecting. So we are developing like that distributed system to let like several points at several providers being hosted as sensors, and so not only one channel being attacked on like.
И не только в одной стране.
Not only one country, because it's also like a could be problem for like customer in case. Actually, there are several methods of protecting against DDoS attacks. For instance, in case we are protecting like a Russian kind of business, they could, for instance, not care about like traffic from abroad. So we can just cut up the channel from abroad to them. We have in Russia like several data communication centers and allow them flow just like have only Russian traffic, for instance. Or
основная мысль в том, чтобы разбить DDoS-атаку, большую DDoS-атаку, на множество маленьких ручейков, которые митигировать в разных частях мира.
The main idea is like DDoS bot header has its own illegal resources, right? So, in case of protecting your customer, you should like raise against that same kind of resources to protect your customer. In many countries. So, in case, for instance, they run...
Any questions?
Hello, back.
Hi, Bill Kennedy, Management
Kim.
Security Consultants.
Kim.
Just a quick one. Are you seeing any patterns of attack DDoS on the domain name service through that protocol?
Yeah, you mean DNS protocol?
Yeah,
sure. In case attackers can shut down the site over HTTP protocol, they start to shut down its DNS servers. But actually, fortunately, they are not too smart currently. They just send like a big UDP packets up to the port, and so you can just block that via border gateway. By just setting incoming packets are not allowed like of that size. It's easy. But in case they send like legitimate requests, it's hard.
Do you offer these DDoS protection services at a cost for your customers, or do you just do it because it's the right thing to keep your customers
It's not like we have like a client base. We are still developing our solution. But it's actually it works. It was good, so for my no, it depends actually of scale of attack we are protecting from.
Потому что трафик платный.
Traffic can be for money, but no, several providers can, in case you're just like telling them, hey, I had like this unlegitimate traffic, so don't count on that, and don't bill me for that. It's okay then, but several providers just like anyway just cost out you, or bill you for that.
All right, and thank you, our presenters.